Om Shanti. Warm welcome to all those that have just arrived, and a hearty welcome to those from Russia and Kazakhstan and Eastern Europe. I love the beautiful art, the fountain at Gyan Sarovar. It's one of my favourite art pieces, which came from the Eastern Europe family, the Russians. The tree of knowledge, and it is just gorgeous when it's flowing. One of my favourite places to meditate. Anyway, all the translation is fine? Yes? Brilliant. My name is Justine, and I've had the good fortune of coming to Madhuban for 20 plus years at this time. I love coming in January because there's a saying or a belief that you can make fast efforts at this time and you get a huge lift, which I need. And that there's a lot of yoga and a big focus on Brahma Baba and the steps that Brahma Baba took before he left on the 18th of January. So it's a very auspicious time to be in Madhuban, and I really appreciate it. And being here with my beautiful Wawa family, Baba was saying today, sharing today about having that third eye of knowledge and seeing my divine, elevated, beautiful brothers and sisters with that soul conscious vision. So, I come from New Zealand, and locally I am a teacher, secondary teacher, and today I'm going to talk about health and happiness. But before we start, I want you to introduce yourself to somebody that you haven't met yet from your wonderful family. So your name, where you come from, and three of your favourite foods. Now, it may be with the Russians and Eastern Europe, you may have to, if you can speak a little English, share with somebody else, otherwise someone you don't know that well in your family, because I like it when we get to know more and more of our wonderful family. So you've got 3 minutes to share with someone new your name, where you're from, and three of your favourite foods. Very good, thank you. If you'd like to move closer, you're most welcome. And if you're feeling a little cold, we could close the doors. So just make sure that you're warm enough. We're here till about 12 o'clock. Okay, so it looks like we've struck up some lovely friendships already, and you can continue them on at lunch. And what I love about meeting people is that you're more likely to smile and you're more likely to interact, which makes us those beautiful, cushy children that Baba wants, happy children. Now, I've brought along a little prop. This is one of my favourite foods, and it's probably one of the worst foods you could eat. Fortunately, I have a little control over my tongue, and therefore I am not eating it all the time. You probably recognise it, condensed milk, it's in everyone's country. And I used to justify it because it's like milk and honey, you know, and we're going to the land of milk and honey, thinking that it's okay to eat, but it's not. So we'll talk about that a little later. Okay, is that chatty Barbara that's still talking? Okay. Now, I wanted to know just if there's anyone here for the first time. Can you put your hands up? Are there anyone? Okay, there are some here for the first time. Hands up those that have been coming for probably less than 5 years, in knowledge for less than about 5 years. Okay, so most of you are older than that. Excuse my notes, I may need to refer to them. Okay, so the topic is health and happiness, and we know that it's easier to be happy when we have our health. And often they all go together, health, wealth and happiness, health and happiness, health, wealth and prosperity. There are sayings in every culture about the importance of health for happiness. You can have all the money in the world, but it won't necessarily buy you that health and that happiness. So we need to look after our health to help our happiness. And back in the 80s, Daddy Gulzar had breast cancer, and the season's Merlis were cancelled. Buck Dutta didn't come for one season, and she was eventually taken out of Delhi. She used to live in Pandavbhavan, and hands up those that have been to Pandavbhavan in Delhi. Okay, Delhi is a very smoggy city, especially in winter, doesn't see a lot of sun, lots of pollution, and Pandavbhavan is right in there. It's where the Purity magazine is written, and Daddy Gulzar used to live there for many, many years. So when she became unwell, they took her out of Delhi to a small farm in, was it Hyderabad? No, not, it was called Manisa, but it's a little suburb out of Delhi, another state I think it is, Haryana, in Haryana. And Manisa is a beautiful organic farm, and they made a lovely place for Daddy to stay and fed her beautiful organic food. And it was while Daddy was living out in that area that Nawea came up with the idea to buy land out there and have the Om Shanti Retreat Center, which probably a lot of you have been to. Who's been to the Om Shanti Retreat Center? Lovely place out there. So during the 80s, Baba's Merlis, there was quite an emphasis on looking after your health, being knowledgeable about your health. And part of the knowledge is being knowledgeable about a lot of things about being the soul, about the past, present, future, you know, spinning the cycle, and a very important part is your health. And Amurli Avyakbapdada, 11th of April, 1986, Baba said, both the knowledge of the body as well as the knowledge of the soul are required for every action. You also need knowledge for bodily illnesses. By what method is my body able to function properly? It should not be that the soul is powerful, but the body is neglected. If the body is not well, then there cannot be yoga, because then the body will draw attention towards itself. If the body is not well, then there cannot be yoga, because then the body will draw attention towards itself. This is why in knowledge, all this knowledge is included. Acha. So, it's important that we look after our health. When I came into Gyan over 20 years ago, I was young and indestructible. You know, I had great health and great fortune and good happiness. But as time has gone on, as Bridge Mahan put it the other day, the nature of the body is to age, decay, and die. So very succinctly, he told us that that is the nature of the body. And like any vehicle, if I look after it, I can get better mileage out of it. I can, if I look after it, it will function better, it will support me better, and it will support what I'm here to do, and that is to make efforts to become spiritually divine. So the longer I can make effort in theory, the higher I'll reach, the better I will get, and I want that cooperation of the body. It's important to have the mind and the intellect working in harmony. We know that. The mind and the intellect working in harmony. It's also important to have the soul and the costume working in harmony, so that it can control the senses and control the vices, and that I'm also in harmony with the elements and with nature. Everything just works a lot better if I'm working in harmony. So there's a common saying, we are, in the Lokic world, we are what we eat, and in the Brahman world, we are what we think. So we are what we eat affects our health, and we are what we think affects our happiness. So we need to be mindful of what we are thinking and what we are eating, that we're looking after both. Baba talks about, you know, not having waste and not eating waste, doing drills, doing exercise, having that double meaning. he was talking about the nutrition today, having that the nutrition of positive thinking, feeding our mind those positive thoughts, and feeding our body positive food. So why do we eat? We all know why we eat. We eat to fuel our body, to repair cells, and to build ourselves. And it's become more than that now for many people, not just the basics for fuel so that we can do our job, but it's become about taste. For some, it's become about comfort. It's because people are stressed, they're eating for many, many reasons, but the main reasons are as fuel for the body. Some people are eating because of boredom, because they're tired. They're eating because they're being brainwashed, the advertising. They're eating because of certain beliefs. I come from what used to be a beautiful city. It's now a very broken city called Christchurch in New Zealand. About 3 years ago, we had some very big earthquakes. 2010, September 2010, and then a very big one in February 2011 that destroyed the city centre and destroyed half the city at least. The city is still being pulled down, and it's been a very stressful time for souls in the city. And people have come to help us, and of course they've bought lots and lots of good food initially, and you know, given us that support. It's still broken now, 3-4 years later. My place hasn't been fixed. The, you know, we're dealing with insurance, the roads are terrible. So there's a lot of people under a lot of stress. And what they've found is, and we've had over 10,000 aftershocks. So those aftershocks wake you up all the time. You're not getting good quality sleep, and without that good quality sleep, it just impacts on your health so much. And they're saying that we're suffering from post-traumatic stress and all sorts of other things, and people are getting all these illnesses that they're just calling events. And what they're also noticing is that people are eating for all those different reasons, and that we're getting a girth quake. So people's girths are expanding. And, you know, Baba has talked about natural calamities, that in the end we're all going to have to deal with these natural calamities and disasters. And it's just been interesting to observe people's reactions and what happens when they're tired, and how food becomes such a comfort, and people are just getting bigger and sicker, sadly. When we were new to Brahman life, we came across a number of Murlis, and it might have just been the Avyak ones of that time. And Baba was talking about destruction and how food won't come which at the moment it is, and it's a big problem, there's too much food, but towards the end there'll be problems with a lack of food. And Baba was talking about your stomach will stick to your back. And will you be able to go beyond thinking about food when you're in yoga? Will you be able to have yoga without much food? And so, you know, during that time we thought we should test ourselves, because sometimes we find, you know, at the 12 o'clock traffic control, you know, is your mind going off to lunch? You know, having yoga on lunch. What are we having today? Or at the, you know, at night time, is it heading towards what's for dinner? Or the chips? Are they pulling our intellect? And I know that in the early years, sometimes I did have yoga with food. I was wondering when the paneer was going to turn up, or maybe we might have ice cream, you know, and we do get those sorts of pulls. So we have to sort of think about how much control we have over our tongue, because it's becoming more and more important. I remember Daddy Gulzar giving a class about, you know, we look at the vices and we pay good attention to conquering the vice of lust with, you know, the power of purity and anger. We shouldn't get angry, and we think a lot about that, and attachment, that, you know, it's important not to be attached. Carelessness and laziness, we've had many classes on those. And also greed, you know, that it's really important to conquer our desires, which are a form of lust, and the sense organ, the tongue, is a really powerful pull for us. I know that, you know, the foods that are my favourite foods are not good for me. And if I didn't have good control over my tongue, it's not the best control, but it's some control, fortunately, because I love things like chocolate and cream and cheese. We come from a country with a lot of good dairy products. And what happened in 2011 with all the earthquakes, I was studying. I hope I'm not going too fast. It's okay? Good. With the earthquakes, I was doing university study, and, you know, we were having all this being woken all the time, you know, and everything was so stressful. And I guess I was probably, in fact, I know I was not necessarily very focused on what I was eating. And it happened, and just busy. I was teaching this day. I had an assignment due as well, because this was, you know, allochically teaching plus studying. And I had to go to a funeral that day for a colleague that had died, a husband of a colleague. So I missed lunch. And then I didn't get home until quite late in the afternoon, and I was hungry, and I sort of ate a whole avocado, which I don't normally eat, and someone had chips open, and I'm terrible with crisps, terrible food, and I started eating them, and I think it might have been toast or something. And I ended up getting very, very sick, just vomiting and in a lot of pain. And I had to go to hospital, and I had no idea what it was, and they thought it might be a virus, so they put me in isolation. And they gave me this anti-nausea medication to stop the vomiting, and eventually just sent me home. And I continued to be sick for the next 5 or 6 days, not necessarily vomiting, but couldn't eat, and had this huge pain in my side. And I could just, fortunately I didn't feel like eating, which was a bonus. And it was, now was it going into the holidays? I can't remember, for some reason. I didn't go to work. Have to think about that one. I could only drink really, yes, it was in the holidays because Ayanika was up. And I could only drink little amounts of water, you know, and little bit of food. And I had this terrible pain. And eventually I went back to hospital again. And by that time I'd started to Google things and work out what was wrong with me. And, you know, when I was meditating, I was doing a bit of a mama's pose and having yoga with myself as well as trying to have yoga with others. But, you know, you're part of your yoga is going into healing yourself, you know. I went back to hospital and they said, oh, you've probably got gallstones and one's blocked a duct and you should have come in earlier and, you know, you could have poisoned yourself. And sort of asked them what the treatment was. And the only thing that they could offer me was to remove my gallbladder. And I said, I don't want that to happen. What's the second option? And they said very nicely to me, well, you can go home and wait until you have another attack and then come in and get it removed. So I said, okay, well, I think I'll do that one. And, you know, so I went home and I read up about it, and there were, you know, cleansers and things that you can do. And there's still obviously a problem with it. But for me, it's like the canary in the mine. You know, when they used to go into coal mines, they'd take the canary. And the canary, if there was gas, would die. And so for me, my gallbladder is my canary, or my body's telling me that, you know, I need to buck up with my diet or I need to fix it. You know, because it's, for a lot of us, it's a problem. Gallstones and kidney stones. Daddy Gulzar's just had her gallbladder removed. You know, and there's a lot of Brahmins that have got that problem. So if you find you're getting pains in this region, chances are that's possibly what it is. So you might have to start eating lots of apples and doing apple juices and vegetable juices like me to get it back in order. I've had to reduce cheese and cream and chocolate and all of those sorts of things. So it's good for me. And so I was doing quite well there for a while, and then I fell off the path again. For some strange reason, I decided this year I might need a coffee machine, a coffee making machine. I got one and started having all these beautiful milk coffees, And then I got another attack. So, you know, maybe I've learnt this time. I've given the machine away and told them, you know, don't have too many because it's not good for you. Hopefully this time I've learnt. But I do have this weakness, you know, with my tongue, and it's something that I have to work on, because I love beautiful, tasty food, and that's why I wanted you to think about your three favourite foods, and to think about those things. A wonderful person said to me recently, be kind to your future self. And I'm thinking now, you know, what do I want to be like in 20 years? If the Kalpa keeps going on for another 20 years, 100 years of the confluence age, because a lot of people keep thinking that the Kalpa, that, you know, its destruction's going to come very soon. And when I first became a Brahmin, I thought destruction might come very soon, listening to the Murlis. And I had a bet with someone that it would probably come before the year 2000, because I know it comes as a surprise, and everyone was expecting something dramatic in the year 2000. And, you know, 97 passed, nothing happened, and everyone thought something amazing, you know, dramatic might happen in the year 2000, the YK2, that the computer chip would send the world into chaos, and that, you know, destruction would sort of start happening, or transformation. Nothing happened. And I remember, you know, thinking in those early days, because the older Brahmins said, you know, they laughed, because they'd been through that process too, of thinking that transformation would happen in a really short time. And Baba tells us not to be time conscious, but to be ever ready, but also making effort transforming those sanskaras for the future. So, you know, if it keeps going on, I want this vehicle to be in good condition. If there's another 20 years to go, it's going to be much harder for me getting around Madaban, sitting on the floor, you know, in the cold. So if I can be kind to this vehicle now, I should still be able to have good yoga in 20 years' time if I need to. And Brahma Baba looked after his body. He, you know, the Murlis that we're hearing now are the sort of... He'd been making efforts for 33 years, and they were in the, you know, towards the end of the 30 years, from 65 to 69, the Murlis. So he'd learnt a lot over that time, as you do. I've changed a lot since I first started coming 20 plus years ago to now, fortunately. So I'm making some progress, as we all are. And you become wiser. And Brahma Baba and Bap Dada give us these beautiful habits, like today, in today's Murli, Baba was saying how we've got this third eye of knowledge, and that he gives us these lovely elevated directions, Srimat, to guide us, to make it easy for us. And the one today is about seeing each other as souls and sharing our knowledge from soul to soul. And he's given us habits for eating. About 3 days ago in the Murli, Baba was talking about royal sanskaras. You know, that when we eat, we should eat in soul consciousness. We know that Baba's given us those directions to eat small proportions. He often says that all we need is two chapatis. And, you know, a handful of beans should be enough for one day, which is not very much. So, you know, can we cope with small amounts? And it's important to have that practice of eating slowly, eating in a mindful way, chewing our food, because that's the way royal, you know, that's a royal way of eating. In the West, we're seeing more and more people eating while they're talking on the cell phone, people eating while they're watching television. You know, they haven't gotten into the right consciousness before eating, that consciousness of appreciation, the way, you know, that old-fashioned practice of saying grace before we eat, appreciating our food, appreciating, you know, everything, which helps us to be happy, that practice of appreciation. So it's a practice that I often adopt is, you know, while I'm eating, appreciating the beauty around me, appreciating the food, appreciating the company. The more we appreciate, the happier we will be. So it's really, really important to get into that consciousness. We had Deepak Chopra in Gyan Sarovar about early 2000s, I think it was. He was here for a medical conference and he was a really impressive speaker. He came here with his family and he gave lots of talks. And one thing that he says is, be careful about what you think, because every cell in your body is listening. Be careful what you think, because every cell in your body is listening. And Baba, it's Baba's knowledge. Another example would be something water book, Messages from Water by Masaru Emoto, who has done experiments on water, and if we have good wishes for water, the makeup of the water changes to beautiful crystal shapes, like snow flakes. They have these beautiful symmetrical shapes, and that comes from the vibrations that we're putting out. So if we have that awareness that so much of us is made up of water, 70% of the body is made up of water, in the atmosphere there's a lot of moisture, and that our thinking, our vibration is being felt by nature, by our body. So it's really, really important that we're putting out those good wishes for ourselves and others, because the water in our body is being affected. It's and that's helping us to be healthy. It's also, our vibration is felt by others, you know, So really, really important to be focused on feeding our mind positive, appreciating thoughts. Like Baba says, not having waste thoughts. The easiest way to be happy is appreciation, an attitude of gratitude, being really, really happy about what we have. Yesterday's class from Gita was very much focused on having that intoxication of who you belong to, how fortunate you are. And Baba gives us all that information in the Murli all the time. Probably, it's about 2:15, and I just wanted to focus, I think, now on what we eat. So what we know why we eat, and it should be the very simple reasons, fuel for our body to help it repair and help grow. And we should check, am I eating for other reasons? Am I eating for comfort or for taste? Is it because I'm stressed, because I'm tired? So why we eat? We know how to eat. Baba's given us that information, small portions, slowly, in a mindful way. And we need to focus on what we eat, because it's easy to slip into bad habits, like I said, the coffee machine and, milk coffees. And here, we can overeat very easily. We had a couple that came one year and they loved it. They loved the sweet milks and they loved the chips and they loved having the food prepared for them. But they didn't love it when they got home and found that they'd put on quite a bit of weight and no longer fitted their clothes. So, how do we react when food is plentiful? Because we're living in a society where we're bombarded with messages about food, what's good for us, what's bad for us, and those types of things. So we have to be careful, because scientists and researchers are now saying that we're living in an obesogenic society where there is going to be an obesity epidemic. And in some countries, Western countries, there already is. And it's just going to get worse. In one generation, this has come about. It used to be we were worried about malnourished people. Now we're worried about obesity. And it's not our genes that have changed. It's our food that has changed. And Baba has given us all these beautiful Shrimats to protect us. And I see them now as blessings. When I came into Raja Yoga, I was already vegetarian. And it was quite hard 35 years ago, when I started being vegetarian, because you were a bit crazy, a bit odd, and there wasn't that much vegetarian food available. But now you can go into shops and buy lots of vegetarian food. and it's so much more mainstream and so much more acceptable. And I can go to Bubba's shop and buy all this processed food if I like. We had Beatrice talking to us in class here the other day, and she mentioned that Coke and Fanta in her country has a number on it, E441, and it might be fish gelatin, which I had no idea of, and I'm going to go back and research that and find out more about that, because we still take it for granted, and I know it's in the shop at Global Hospital. I don't drink Coke now anyway, because I know that it robs you of antioxidants. So it's really bad for your body. It robs you of good things. It's full of sugar and it's very acidic, carbon dioxide. So we should never drink any of those fizzy drinks. Hands up those that drink a little bit of fizzy or V or anything like that. No. Oh, you're brilliant. 'Cause there's a whole lot of foods like sugary fruit juices, again, that we shouldn't drink because they're full of sugar, bad for the enamel. You know, chips, things like that. We've got to be very careful about the food, the oils that we cook things in. You know, that vegetable oils are not stable at high temperatures. The only ones that are stable are the solid ones like coconut oil and ghees, butters, etc. Olive oil is not stable to be cooking foods at high temperatures, so chips and things like that. So much I've learnt along the way that I didn't know in the beginning, that I'm still learning now. And that's the thing, to learn about the good foods that help us to stay healthy and replenish and nourish the body. Because why people are getting so big is because they're not nutritionally fulfilled. A lot of the foods do not have good nutritional value. The daddies now are drinking vegetable juices a lot more often. Many of them are drinking the wheatgrass. When they come, they're getting wheatgrass or vegetable juices to supplement the food that they're eating. In New Zealand, we're taught to eat 5 raw portions a day, and those raw portions are fruits and vegetables. And here it's much harder to have, we've got to make that effort to supplement our diet with bananas, oranges, cucumbers at Gyan Sarovar, boiled vegetables, things like that, not just greasy food, because we'll find that we get heavy and it's difficult to have good yoga. It's also, if you eat too late at night, they should be small portions so that you know, our meditation in the morning is easy, that our sleep is easy. All those lovely Shrimats that Baba has given us. Kristen, can I get you to write on the board some of the names of books that people might be interested in looking at? If just for some people, the China Study by Colin Campbell talks about dairy products, not having too much dairy. Some of you may have read. Has anyone read the China Study? Okay, because dairy, too many dairy products are not good for us, and what's happening is that other countries, as they become more affluent, are buying a lot more dairy products. A lot of the dairy products from New Zealand are now coming to India and to China. And New Zealanders are having to pay higher prices because most of the stuff is going overseas. The other one was the what's it called? The World Peace Diet that Beatrice mentioned was a really good book. Maybe Deepak Chopra's saying about being careful about what you think. It used to be a joke with the men on staff at school. They used to think that the males eat to live and the females live to eat. Okay, because they were always thinking about, food and things like that. But all of us are probably somewhere on that continuum, you know, of between living to eat and eating to live. I just want to put up a little list. I probably don't need the mic. Okay, it's just about being kind to your future self. I'm only going to speak for 5 more minutes and then you can go and catch the bus. So feeding it forward in case we have to do another 20 plus years because 100 years of the confluence age. So being kind to your future self and thinking about what you eat and what you are going to change maybe for 2014, since we're setting New Year's resolutions during this month of January. And when we set things in Madaban, that they have more strength behind them, they're more easily able to be achieved. So for myself, I know that if I want to avoid these sorts of things, I have to start by not buying them in the first place. So I no longer buy crisps because they're dead food. And I know that they're dangerous. When someone opens a packet of crisps, I usually don't stop at one. I need to, I eat quite a lot of them. So to help myself, I make sure that I don't bring a lot of those things into the house. I want you to create a table of the good, the bad, and the ugly, or eat lots of, some of, So that might be cheese. And probably none of or very little, like my condensed milk, which I'm not quite ready to give up yet. But I know that in time, I probably will, but it will be less of that. Things that we definitely have to give up are fizzy, because it's just so, V drinks, just so, so bad for you. Crisps are really bad, you know, those potato chips that are, you know, just flat. Other things, there's a list of 50 things that you should not eat. I'm not sure where that list can be found. It was a research study that was done, and fruit drink was on that, because fruit drinks are orange drinks, which a lot of us drink, are full of sugar. The barbecues, you might not come from countries that have barbecues, but Australia, New Zealand, South Africa, have lots of barbecues. Barbecued smoked food is very bad for you. Any burnt food is carcinogenic. Anything that's burnt, even burnt toast, get rid of the burnt stuff. Don't eat burnt stuff. And being kind to our future self, we should drink lots of water. And we didn't put up that water messages hidden. Hidden messages. Oops, that's wrong. Hidden messages in water by Masuru, I think. Masuru Emoto. Correct? Yeah, very good book. So drinking lots of water and changing your diet as much as possible from acidic to alkaline. And lemon juice, like fresh lemons and water, grating the skins of lemon and putting it into your cups of tea or chai or coffee. Eating the whole lemon is really good for you. Watermelons on their own, very raw vegetables and fruits and whole foods like brown rice, very little processed. The lovely thing about Bubba is Bubba doesn't want us eating out in restaurants where we don't know what goes into the food as much as possible. Bubba would rather us cook from home and off a Borg and give drishti. All of these habits that Bubba gets us to do are blessings for us. You know, Bubba could see that these sorts of things, that the food was going to get really bad. And this, that Bubba's blessings for us to keep us healthy, to be kind to our future self. So have a look at your foods and think about, is there anything that I need to change? Is there anything that I could improve on this year? Because, you know, in 20 years, I don't want to be having yoga like this all the time, or limping along. Actually, by then, if I keep this up, I might have to get rid of my gallbladder. But, it's thinking now about how your vehicle is going to be in the future. Om Shanti. Okay, so you're most welcome to go and catch the bus if you want to. And if you have any questions, I'm happy to stay and answer them. Yes.
Are these books?
Yes. Yeah, they are. The China study is available, the World Peace Diet, and Messages in Water, all books. If you go onto the internet, possibly in libraries, Gyansarova Library might have some, but also, you know, Fish Pond, a number of those places where you can buy books from or download them onto e-readers, you'll be able, they're very well known, international. So, any other questions? Not taking any from Tim. Great. Om Shanti. Hidden messages in water. Another question? Okay, from Mauritius, and buys a lot of food from our country, and yeah, we have lovely food and it's fine to eat it, but in moderation. The thing is that all of these things taste very nice, cream, cheese, etc., etc., but they're acid forming in the body, and those acids start storing in the joints, and people find that their joints stiffen, plus they end up getting diabetes. It's become very common for Brahmins to get diabetes, and then you get high blood pressure and heart disease and cancers and everything else. So high dairy is not good, and the China study is about dairy. They actually say it's really bad, it causes cancers, feeds cancers, sugars feed cancers. You know, so it's good to become knowledgeable about this stuff. So little dairy, not much at all. And a lot of New Zealanders, like, we're now not drinking much milk. Well, the good ones of us are. Because here, you know, they and Bubba talks about them bringing by helicopter milk to the Golden Age, and possibly it's a better quality milk than it is now, because the milk too has hormones in it. The cows are fed hormones and antibiotics to keep them healthy, and all of that sort of thing that goes into big industry production. You know, so if we can keep our food as simple as possible and not add too much fats. When Diddy travels, and some of the seniors and others travel, they give a long list of what they don't want to be served. And, you know, they want food that hasn't got salt in it, and that's another one in my bad list. All those things that make food taste nice are not that great for us. So we have to change the mind of our tongue. Diddy and Charlie and all of them say not much salt, not much fat, not much oil, all of those sorts of things on their list now. Eat early. Eating early is another one. Not eating too late at night. Yep. Sometimes the thinness, and you should be proud that they think you're a vegetarian. In another 10 years, people will want to have your figure because so many of them will be so large. That's what's happening with society today. You've got a healthy figure, eat healthy. If you want to become bigger, build muscle and build it with proteins. Beans and things like that. There's a vegetarian brothers here, you know, that were famous weightlifters and wrestlers. There was one brother here in Madhuban on security that was once an Indian famous wrestler. It depends on your genes, and some people are not built to get, you know, too big. Wouldn't spend any time worrying about that at all. But I wouldn't try and get there by eating a whole lot of dairy protein, you know, balance of beans and other things. And yes, you will get bigger if you eat more than you use and you do the weightlifting exercises and things like that. But have we got time for all that? Does it matter? Probably not. Okay. Yes, Sarah.